CD 2, track 24. 1.
So, have you got a minute? I've finished what I want to include in my comment, and I'd like you to listen and tell me whether it makes sense.
Okay, go on.
So, here goes. As an enthusiast of space exploration, I wish to take part in this online discussion and offer my point of view on the problem. I believe that the people in charge of space exploration had less noble intentions than I'd originally anticipated. It came to light that scientists are paid handsomely by rich business people to come up with space shuttles and space accommodation so that richer individuals could travel to space whenever they want to. It is a money-making initiative and has nothing to do with what space exploration was originally about. I'm totally opposed to this kind of exploitation of the celestial world. We must put a stop to it. And what do you think? How does it sound?
Sounds very serious for a post, but it makes sense.
2.
Come on, why don't you listen to what I'm saying? I told you I'd spoken to the man who knows everything about wind farms and who said how harmful they were to the people living close to them. He mentioned nothing but the disadvantages of having them around us.
That's your point of view based on one man's opinion. I've read a lot about wind farms and most comments were favourable. The communities viewed them as an environmentally friendly source of energy.
You read the comments and I spoke to a person who is directly affected by the presence of a wind farm. And he says that the noise coming from it is just unbearable. People suffer from headaches and have become terribly irritable.
I guess it's much better than thousands of people burning coal or gas to heat up their houses, isn't it?
Really? You can't be serious. Even if there are any positive aspects, the disadvantages far outweigh the advantages. Can't you see it?
You've made your point very clear, but I'm afraid I don't see eye to eye with you on that.
One day you will, I hope.
3.
I've just read an article about Greenpeace in the paper today. You know, the organisation that tries to protect the environment by direct action. And I think these people are just a bunch of show-offs who want to attract public attention to themselves rather than ecological issues.
Really? I think you misread the intentions of the author. I've read the same article. My understanding is that they use unconventional methods to achieve their goals, and they often succeed, don't they?
As far as I'm concerned, they don't succeed, but get arrested, and all the money that could be used to help environmental causes is spent on getting them out of prison. I believe in more peaceful methods of solving problems.
But sometimes those peaceful methods simply fail, while stunts like theirs work, because they hit the headlines and make people aware of things. Well, at least in my opinion. But one thing which no one can deny is that Greenpeace does not accept money from governments or corporations and relies only on donations from people like us. Doesn't that speak in their favour?
I guess so. I didn't know it was like that. Maybe I should read more about their actions so that I can get a fuller picture.